Hey everybody, welcome to our Patreon exclusive Thanksgiving episode on The Rocketeer. This is a, well, classic. I love this movie, I'm sure you do too. I appreciate you guys who have joined the Patreon, and for those of you who are just hearing this sample, consider joining. We appreciate it, it'll make our holidays brighter, and hopefully it'll make yours too. Patreon.com/myopia. Thanks guys, and enjoy.
Welcome to Myopia Movies. This week, we are looking at Timothy Dalton as a Nazi. We've watched The Rocketeer, the Disney movie from 1991. I am your temporary host, Daniel, contributor to popdose.com. And on panel, we have...
Atlanta author Matthew W. Quinn.
Charlie Rose.
And John, host of Mission Briefing here on the Myopia Network.
Well, thank you all very much for joining me tonight. As you can tell, I'm not Nick. He's taking a leave of absence because apparently he had one of those children things. I don't know. I've heard of them. I don't think I've ever actually seen one, but he's on a bit of paternity leave. So right now it's going to be me as your humble guide throughout this. And today we've got a fun one that we're talking about. We've got The Rocketeer, as said. It's based on a comic book from the 80s, and Disney turned it into a movie directed by future Captain America Helmer Joe Johnson, who also did previous episodes Jumanji, The Pagemaster, Jurassic Park 3, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
And now, some people consider this a spiritual prequel to Captain America, the First Avenger.
Who would that be, Matt, exactly?
Yeah, do they?
Well, someone posted on the TV Tropes page for it.
Yes, of course. It's not a Myopia episode without a reference to TV Tropes.
All hail.
So, Charlie, you were talking to me off mic about how you remember this movie as a kid. What did you remember before watching it again for this episode?
Great question. I remember a couple things. I remember that it was Nazis. I remember that awesome leather, like, flight shirt with those buttons and the V. I really wanted more of those. And I remember Jennifer Connelly's breasts.
They are certainly in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely.
Saw that was one of the first movies I saw when I moved to East Cobb. I was about 7. I don't remember the boob jokes.
Oh, yeah. It was.
They were there.
They were there. No, this was, I actually went to see it with a bunch of friends. I think it was my sophomore year, right after I got my driver's license. This was a great movie. Oh, my gosh. Just remember it being fun and cheesy and full of weird jokes that I didn't quite understand.
Well, first and foremost, in the comics, my understanding is that Jennifer Connelly's character was basically Betty Page, which absolutely is not the case in this movie.
Yeah, she's a lot more wholesome in this one.
That's one way of putting it, Matt. Another thing is just how seeped in adventure tropes this is. I mean, this was supposed to be Indiana Jones, right? But I don't know if they really quite nailed that. John, you as the Bond expert, because Indiana Jones is the Bond knockoff, what did you think?
Oh, I loved this movie. Like Charlie, I remember seeing this. I don't think I saw it in the theater, but I saw it probably soon after. But I remember loving the action and all that, and watching it again. I haven't seen it probably since the first time I've seen it, and the nostalgia in it, it nails that 1930s vibe. Like even the poster, like I'm looking at the picture of the poster, it's got that Art Deco kind of strong angles and action and bright colors, things like that, all going for it. And it just draws you in. And I suppose it is hard to not compare it to Indiana Jones, especially the Temple of Doom, because they've got a lot of the Art Deco, like the opening scenes are in casinos, and you know they're very awesome, very suave. They've got that 1930s style, and you know Nazis and blimps. It goes a long way.
This is basically one of the few diesel punk movies I'm aware of.
You're right.
Yeah, it is.
Like my first thought coming back to it as an adult is, oh, this is diesel punk. Okay. All right.
Now, I never saw this as a kid myself, but what I did see in high school, I think I was 16 at the time, was a movie called Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
This is a better movie.
Yeah, it is.
We can discuss whether it was a better movie, but it was certainly a similar movie to this with with 125% less dead Laurence Olivier.
That was creepy.
It sure was. Instead, we get a live Timothy Dalton as, spoiler alert, a Nazi.
And he was and one of the best parts about this movie.
And the evil lord of the casting couch, who for some reason has a closet full of women's clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't creepy.
Very, very creepy. And, you know, chloroform constantly.
He just happens to have chloroform on him.
Yeah, on a date with a beautiful woman. Sure, let's bring some chloroform.
We call that the Clark Gable boudoir back in the day. But anyway, let's get more into this. Matt, I haven't talked to you yet. Do you want to give us the plot synopsis?
Oh, hell yes.
Go ahead.
All right, so it's 1930s, and a couple of some Nazi spies steal a jetpack from the laboratory of none other than Howard Hughes, and there's an FBI police chase, and they end up stashing it in an airfield where this test pilot named Cliff Secord and his, like, much older mechanic friend have their, like, stunt plane, which the stunt planes are being shot down in the process of the fight with the Nazis, and he finds a jetpack and gets mixed up in all this stuff involving the Nazis, the Mafia, the FBI. And I mentioned he's dating this actress who I think he's now he's got around to telling her he loves her and just can't spit it out. And she's getting crept on by evil, not Errol Flynn.
Yeah, no, that was definitely supposed to be Errol Flynn, although I don't even think Errol Flynn was a Nazi. He was just a drunk.
Well, he was accused of being a Nazi. It turns out he wasn't.
Right, but anyway, keep going, Matt. What else is going on here?
Oh, a lot of flight sequences, including him falling off a plane 3 times. He tries to save a pilot who's been knocked unconscious. A dude almost gets his face burned on an oven. It turns out you really shouldn't be constantly antagonizing your hired goons. And they mentioned a dirigible. Yeah, someone mentioned a Zeppelin earlier. Oh, this was fun, especially the last half.